All right, let's just have a word of prayer. Lord, we pray that you'll speak to us as we look at Isaiah's prophecy this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name.
主啊，今天呢，当我们就学习以赛亚书的这个以赛亚的预言的时候呢，求您帮助我们的祈求呢，是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen.
Amen. All right, so follow with me now. We'll read verse 1.
现在大家跟他一起来看，我们要从第一节开始读。
It says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
第一节说呢，当乌西雅、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得末世，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。So
Isaiah was a prophet, and he's writing a message which he heard from God.
以赛亚他是一位先知呢，他写下的信息呢是从神来的。He's
an interesting man. He has lived and he prophesied through the reign of four separate kings.
所以呢，他是一个非常有意思的人呢。但是他呢，就是说预言那个降雨从几个不同的王。Which
means he lived a long time.
那个意思呢，就是说呢，他呢活了很久。His
name means, his name is Isaiah. It means the salvation of Jehovah or the salvation of God.
因为他的名字叫以赛亚，那个意思呢，就是说神的救恩，或者说是从耶和华来的救恩。And
he was the son of Amoz.
他是亚摩斯的儿子。And
Amoz's name means strength.
所以那个亚摩斯的意思呢，就是强壮。So
would you like to hear about the salvation of God?
你想听神的救恩吗？
Oh, you say, yeah, that'd be pretty good. If he wants to save, I'd like him to save me.
你说这个事是很好的，他想拯救呢，我想他拯救我。I
wonder if he could save me.
我就觉得他是不是能拯救我呢？
And the fact that he is the son of Mr. Strength probably reminds us that God is strong enough even to save me.
因为事实上呢，他是那个强壮先生的儿子。那么说呢，如果他这是这样的人说的，那么有可能呢，神呢，他能够拯救我。So
the question is, what would his message be?
现在问题是他的信息是什么？And
so he starts writing in verse 2. This is what he says.
现在开始从第二节开始写，这是他所说的。He
says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me."
也就是说，诸天哪，要听地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说：“我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背叛我。”Big
problem.
大问题.
What do you do with children who grow up and rebel against their fathers?
所以呢，你对一个就是说长大的孩子，然后背逆他的父亲的那种孩子，你怎么办？
Well, that would break the heart of the father, wouldn't it?
那个父亲呢，会非常伤心，是不是？
Some of us know a little bit about the disappointments. Children don't always live up to the expectations of their parents. That's very disappointing.
我们呢，有些人呢，就通常的生活中呢，有些失望。那么说呢，有些孩子们呢，他们长大以后呢，并不是像他们的父母希望的那样的。And
actually, there's a verse in the Old Testament in the Bible. It simply says, if you've got a child who's rebellious, what you should do is take him out and stone him.
因为其实上呢，坦率说，在圣经里呢有这样的一些经文的，在旧约里，就是呢，如果你有一个孩子他背逆你的话呢，应该怎么办呢？你把他的拖出去，用石头砸死。You
say, now hang on, that's pretty harsh.
你说这个呢有点激进。So
the question is, God says, I've got rebellious children. They're the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem. They're rebellious children. What am I going to do with them?
因为坦率说呢，神在政治中呢，我有这样一些悖逆的孩子，他们是犹大的后代，也是在耶路撒冷的儿女。那么说呢，我应该拿他们怎么办呢？
Verse 7, this describes my children. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel doesn't know, nor do my people consider.
第三节说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
Now we don't know much about oxen and donkeys.
所以我们对牛和驴呢，了解的并不多。
But if you had an ox or a cow,
如果你有一个公牛或者是母牛
，and if you fed him every day for a few months,
如果呢你喂他喂了几个月
，do you think he'd know who you were?
你认为他认识你吗
？And he'd probably walk into the barnyard.
有可能那走到那个就是说是马就是那个谷仓里
，and you might rattle the can.
你可能就是说是抚摸这个母牛
，and he come running to you because he knows you're the one who feeds him。
因为呢，他会呢，就是说是冲过来到你面前，因为他知道你是那个喂他的人。
And if you had a donkey，
如果你有一头驴
，and he was working for you all day，
他整天为你工作。
And when you started getting close to home， do you think he'd know where he was going？
因为当你呢，就是已经走到离家近的时候，你知道他应该去哪里吗
？He'd say, "Sure, I know. If I get back to the barn, I can rest. I'll get this load off my back, and I'll just be able to rest." So the donkey knows where he lives, and the ox knows who his master is.
所以这个里面的那驴说是啊，对啊，我快到家了，到家了呢，我可以在我的那个旧里呢，就是棚子里休息。我知道那里可以吃，今天的一天呢也快结束，我可以休息一下。那么说呢，牛认识主人，驴呢也认识主人的槽。
But did Israel recognize God?
以色列人认识神吗
？No，
没有。
Did they want to go home to His place at night?
他们晚上想走到回到神的家里吗
？No，
没有。
Even the oxen and the donkeys got enough brains to do that, but my people, they don't know, they don't consider.
就算呢牛和驴呢，他们都有脑去做那些事情，但是我的子民呢，他却不那么做，他们也不考虑。
What do we know then about these rebellious people?
就这些叛逆的、悖逆的人，我们知道多少了
？Verse 4, they're a sinful nation.
所以呢，第四节说那是犯罪的国民。
There are people laden with sins or iniquity.
所以担当着罪孽的百姓。
They're a brood of evildoers.
他们行恶的种类。
They are children who are corrupted.
他们是败坏的儿女。
They have forsaken the Lord.
他们离弃耶和华。
And they provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel.
他们惹动以色列的圣者怒气发作。
They've turned away backward.
他们退后离去。
Wow. That's not terribly complimentary.
这个并不是说一个很好的嘉奖。
That's what that is, these people.
这就是这些人是这样的。
You think there's anybody in Vancouver in Canada today who's like that?
你认为就是今天呢，在温哥华，在加拿大，有没有像这样类似的人呢？
That's probably the whole city is like that.
其实有可能我们整个城市都是这样的人。
What do you do? What do they do in response to all that?
你会做什么？他们会做什么来回应这个呢
？So three responses. Isaiah is going to say three responses to things like this. Number one, verse 5.
以赛亚说呢，有三件事情呢，要做这样的事情做一个回应。第一个。
It says, "Why should you be stricken again?"
他说呢，你们为什么屡次悖逆
？I could do that. I could reach out and punish you again.
我可以那么去做，我可以再次呢责备你们。
But God says, "If I were to reach out and punish you, instead of responding and being humble and saying I'm sorry, you probably would revolt more and more."
因为就神说呢，如果我这样的再次去责打你们的话呢，你们呢并不是说是做一个很好的回应，你们会满头疼痛，全心发昏。
That's very sad. Sometimes when people are punished, they get worse rather than better.
因为这个是非常的，就是说是悲伤的，因为有些人呢，他们受到的责罚的话呢，他们会更加的那个变本加厉。
And so Israel and Judah basically said, or sorry, Jerusalem and Judah basically said, we don't care if you hit us again, God. We're not going to go your way. We're not going to go your way. We're not going to go your way. And we're not going to go your way.
因为基本上呢，就是犹大的那些后人呢，或者耶路撒冷城的人呢，他们说呢，我们不会介意这个您呢，神呢，您再次的责打我们，我们还要做我们想做的，我们要一直做，一直做。
And then there were two consequences of that.
这里呢有两个结果。
Number one, the whole head is sick, the whole heart faints, from the sole of the foot even to the head, there's no soundness in it, wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed up or bound up nor soothed with ointment.
第一个呢，你们已经满头疼痛，全身发昏，从脚掌到头顶没有一处完全的，尽是伤口、青肿与烂疮，都没有收口，没有缠裹，也没有用膏滋润。
So because of the departure from the Lord, individuals either had or will soon get lots of problems in their lives.
因为这个里面呢，他们就是说是作为个体来说呢，就是离开了主，他们呢很快呢就是不断的就会有大的麻烦了。
And then verse 7 says, not just individuals, but your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. This is the prophecy that would come upon them. And in spite of that, they still wouldn't repent.
这个里面呢，在第七节说呢，不仅仅是你们个体作为一个国家呢，你们的土地已经荒凉，你们的诚意被火焚烧。这个就是说对他们所讲的一些预言，但是他们呢，这些人听到这个以后呢，仍然的不悔改。
So down to verse 10 then is the response of those who will not respond. What happens when you've done wrong and God says, don't do it anymore, and you say, I don't care, I'm not going to respond, even if you hit me harder, I'm not going to respond.
你这个里面的第十节呢，讲到的呢，就是说那些本来应该去做一些反应的，但是他们仍然不做反应。那么神说呢，你如果继续的这样的不做反应，我再会再次责打你们，再次惩罚你们。他们就说呢，如果你再次惩罚我们，我们仍然要照我们自己所做的做，我们不会做出任何的反应。
Well, that would be a very foolish response, wouldn't it?
这就是一个非常的愚蠢的反应，是不是呢？
What is another alternative when you know that God doesn't like what you're doing? What is another alternative rather than saying, go ahead, hit me again, I'm still not going to behave?
因为就是说呢，如果神呢说呢，他准备要惩罚你的时候，那么你的另外的就是取而代之的方法是什么呢？而不是说是你只是说呢，就是说非常的固执，说神呢，就算你要惩罚我们，我仍然还是要去做那事情。
So the next response is, you could say, and many people do say, I'm going to become religious.
所以呢，其他的一些人呢，就是你可以说，其他的人也可以说呢，我要来到宗教里面。
And that's what they said in verse 11.
就是他们在第11节所讲到。
God's response, he says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord. In other words, they said, we'll be religious, we're going to bring more sacrifices to God. We're going to go to church more often. We're going to pray more rigorously. We'll be religious and everything will be fine.
第十一节说呢，神呢回应他们说呢，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？其实公羊的和燔祭的、肥畜的脂油我已经收购了。就是他们这些人就是说，我们要来到神面前呢，我们要做更多的献祭，我们要更多的宗教，所以呢，我们要更多的去到教堂，我们呢就是献祭呢，以后呢，我们就一切都没事儿了。
And so verses 11 and 12, 13, 14, 15, they all talk about responses that the people have, saying, I'll be more religious. God says, your religion is not impressing me at all.
在这个里面的第十一节、第十二节、第十四节到第十五节，他们所有人说呢，我们要更加的宗教，我们要做更多的宗教的事情，这是我们的回应。那么时候呢，神呢说呢，你们对我的献祭呢，我兴趣不大。
And you know, there are many people today who basically say, I will be religious. If I'm religious, God will accept me.
因为在世界上有很多人呢，我会更加的宗教。如果我更加的宗教呢，神呢会接纳我的。
I had a friend who was a hopeless drunk.
我有一个朋友是一个完全没有任何希望的一个醉鬼。
He brought great grief and sorrow to his family and to many others.
他呢对他的家庭呢和他的其他的人呢带来了很多很多的苦难和痛苦。
And I spoke to him on many occasions, and I said to him, Ben, you have got to trust the Lord. You've got to have a new life.
现在我呢，就是在很多地方呢，我跟他说，我说，Ben呢，你必须呢要相信主，你应该有一个新的人生。
He said, Harold, I'm okay. I've done some really good religious things. I'll be all right.
第二的，我没事儿，我就做了很多很多真好的那宗教的事情，所以我不会有事儿。He
said, "You know what happened one day? There was a fire in the church."
你知道吗？有一天发生了什么？在教堂里起火了。It
was in the church building, and he said, "I ran into that church building, and I rescued from that church building some of the things they use in church."
所以他说呢，当时呢，教堂里起火了，我冲进那个教堂呢，从教堂里呢救出了一些教堂经常用的东西。And
so he said, Harold, God knows I'm really good. I can do anything. I'm all right. God, He'll care for me because I rescued those things from the church.
然而呢，我是个好人，我非常非常的好，神知道，因为我从那个教堂里救出了东西。And
a lot of people say today, I'm a pretty religious person. I go to church. I say prayers. I even pay money when I go to church.
有很多人说呢，我呢就是非常宗教。我经常呢去教会，去教会呢，我去了教会以后甚至祷告，祷告里面呢甚至呢我奉献钱给教会。So
that's what verses 11 to 15 are all about.
就是十一节到第十五节所讲的。And
then there's a third alternative.
这是一个第三个就取代的方式。
The rebel says, I don't care what you do to me. I'm going to keep on being bad anyway.
那些报名说，那就是说是我不在乎你对我做什么，神对我做什么，我要继续干坏事。And
the other person says, I'll be religious. I'll do this. I'll do that. Everything will be fine.
因为其他一些人说，那我要更加的宗教，我会做这，我会做那，一切都没事儿。And
God says in verse 16, this is the third alternative.
所以在第十六节呢，神说呢，这是第三个绝代之的方法。He
says, wash yourselves, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil.
所以第十六节说，你们要清洗，使你们洁净，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶。
What's the first thing you do?
你首先要做的一件事情是什么?
You get washed.
你要清洗。
When I was a little boy, I would go outside and I would play in the mud.
当我还是个小男孩时候呢，我会出去玩，玩的时候呢，我会玩泥巴。
When I came in, I'd say, Mommy, what's for dinner?
所以当我进来的时候，我说妈妈，晚餐吃什么？
And she said, you go into the bathroom, you take a bath, you get cleaned up, then we'll have dinner.
她说呢，你走到洗漱间，然后呢洗个澡，然后呢洗完以后，我们才能吃晚餐。And
God says to each of us, this is the first thing you've got to do. Because of your sin, you need to be washed.
所以神呢，对每个人说呢，这个是对那些坏人说，这是你们首先要做的事情，因为你们是有罪的，你们必须要清洗。
After that, he says, you can put away your evil doings. Before my eyes, you can cease to do evil. You can learn to do good. You can seek justice. You can reprove the oppressor. You can defend the fatherless. You can plead for the widow. You can do all of those things. But the first thing is, you've got to wash yourself and be clean.
里面清洗使你们洁净，在那之后呢，从跟从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，洁住，要止住作恶，学习善行，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给无辜的孤儿伸冤，为寡妇、变屈。但神说呢，你可以做这些事情，但首先呢，你要把使你自己清洗，使你们洁净，在这之后，你才能做这些事情。And
then verse 18 that we've been singing about.
第十八节是我们刚才唱的。
God says to us, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow because you washed yourself.
这个里面第十八节说呢，耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辨嫩，你们的重罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白，这个是因为你清洁了自己。
Though your sins are as crimson, they can be white as snow if you wash yourself.
因为你们的罪虽如丹颜，却必如羊毛，如果你们清洗自己。
The message of God is, we're all sinners, like they were in Isaiah's day.
因为神传递的信息呢，我们就都所有的人都是罪人，就像在以赛亚那个时代那些人一样。
It would be folly to say to God, I don't care, even if you hit me, even if you punish me, I'm still not going to do. That would be foolish.
对人来说那是非常愚蠢的。如果在对神说呢，如果您呢就是惩罚我，就是责罚我的话，我仍然是去照着我自己的方法去做，这是非常愚蠢的。
To say to God, I'll be religious, God, everything will be fine. I'll bring you some blueberries. I'll bring you some cucumber, or like Cain did. I'll be religious, everything will be fine, God. Don't worry about me.
这个呢是非常愚蠢的。如果你对神来说，你是跟神说，我会非常的宗教的，我会给你带来更多的机物。我会就是说是给你献一些，就是说是那些黄瓜啦，还有那个蓝莓啊，还有其他的，像那个该隐所做的样的，我仍然该做什么做什么。如果你这样去对神反应的话，是非常愚蠢的。God
says, I don't want that. This is what I want. I want you to come to me and I will wash you and I'll make you clean. I'll make you a new person. And then you can do all those things that you know you ought to do.
因为神说呢，我不想要那些东西，我想要你到我这里来，我会呢，就是说去清洁你，清洁你以后呢，然后你就被清洁以后，你才会去做那些你想要做的那些事情。
Just at the end of your Bible, if you can read it, 1 John chapter 1, you can turn there or just listen. But 1 John chapter 1 says this.
因为你带着可以翻到约翰一书的第一章呢, 如果你没有办法翻到, 你就听我们说, 是这样说的。
It says, verse 7, 1 John 1, 7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. How do we get washed?
这个里面呢,约翰一书一章七节是这样说的,我们若在光明中行,如同神在光明中,就彼此相交,他的儿子的血必洗净我们一切的罪。你怎样去被洗?
We get washed when we come to Jesus because his blood that he shed on the cross is able to cleanse us from sin and to forgive our sins.
因为我们必须要清洁，我们要清洗的话，我们要来到主耶稣基督这里。主耶稣基督这里，因为主耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们所留的宝血呢，他会洗净我们一切的罪，他会饶恕我们的罪。
Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第九节说呢，我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
What's he want us to do? He wants us to come to him and be washed from our sin.
他想要我们去做什么呢？他想要我们来到他这里来洁净，来洗净我们一切的罪。
He'll take those red sins and he'll make them white as snow.
他会把那些红的罪呢，把它变成雪一样白。
And though they're red like crimson, he'll make them white as wool.
他们虽然红如端严，他们要把它变成的像羊毛一样。
That's what the Christian life is all about. That's what the salvation of Jehovah is all about. It's all about having your sins forgiven, given a new life.
这就是说是基督徒人生的全部，也就是说是神的救恩所要的一切。他就说要把我们呢从一切的罪里洁净，给赐给我们一个新的生命。
Well, that's what Isaiah preached.
这就是那个以赛亚传的道。
Probably 2800-2900 years ago.
大概是在2800-2900年之前。
And that's what we preach today.
这就是我们今天仍然在传这个道。
Good news, Jesus is able to wash us so that we're white as snow.
这就是个好消息，主耶稣基督呢，他是能够洁净我们的，所以把我们变得雪白。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, it was a good sermon when it was preached 2700, 2800 years ago.
主要这是一个好的信息，就是在2800-2900年前讲的这样的一个道。
It's a good and encouraging sermon today, Lord.
主要今天也是一篇就是说是非常好的令人鼓舞的道。
We don't want to ignore you and expect that you'll hit us harder next time.
所以呢，我们不想去忽视您呢，就是说这样呢，您下次会责打我们更重。
We don't want to get religious and pretend to do a few things that'll impress you.
所以我们不想去借假装呢，那个就是去行宗教的事情，可以取悦于您。
But Lord, we do want you to wash us from our sin, make us new on the inside.
主啊，我们就是要您呢，就是洗净我们的罪，让我们的里面变得全新。
Thank you for the truth of the Bible.
感谢圣经里的真理。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们先生感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.